You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is now here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City to talk about the marketplace. Drew, let's start in the United States, in the Southwest. We've had some problems with the hard red winter wheat growing conditions there. Actually, they're dormant conditions, but tell me about it.
Well, there was one event of rain that reached into the Texas Panhandle. You may recall that it occurred on February 19th and 20th, and we got a nice little band of precipitation going across the Texas Panhandle. That is the only precipitation event that has impacted the southwestern part of hard red winter wheat country since October 5th through the 7th. It's an amazing long time without precipitation in some of that region. Many of these areas have seen just absolute dryness, and obviously the ground has firmed up. And we are seeing a little bit of greening take place across this area. The temperatures, soil temperatures have warmed up in the past couple of weeks, and so it's now time to push that pedal to the floor here and try to get some significant rains to occur. I see nothing on the chart at the moment for the Texas Panhandle, and for that matter, even West Texas cotton country. These areas will all stay dry for at least the next 10 days to 2 weeks. There will be a few showers, I suppose, that may work their way across part of the region, but nothing that's going to soak the ground. Now, after that, I think we're going to go back into a little bit of a southwesterly flow pattern aloft, and that is going to improve the chances for some precipitation across the central and eastern United States. Not that the Ohio River Basin area needs any moisture or the Tennessee Basin, but Central Plains do. And Kansas and Nebraska and central Oklahoma will probably do better during that time period. This would be late March into April. And unfortunately, though, we're still going to be struggling for meaningful rain in the southwest plains. So there's a good chance we'll see some precipitation, but a big soaking is probably not likely to occur, and they'll stay below average on their precipitation. But we're going to watch that closely because these crops only have so much moisture in the ground, and the unirrigated fields will suffer if we can't get better rain soon.
Did the big storm that made its way across the northern plains earlier in the week help out drought conditions there?
In a sense, they did. In another sense, they didn't. Now, there's a lot of frost in the ground across the Canadian prairies and into parts of North Dakota. There's some areas that have a less amount of frost in the ground, and those areas will benefit greatly when the snow begins to melt, soaks into the ground, and we'll see a little bit of improvement. But I do think for the prairies, where it's been dry for a very long time, it's going to be really difficult to make a big difference down deep in the ground. But certainly the top inch or two of soil will certainly benefit from it, and that's good. They need that for the planting season that comes up. But it's still going to be a big issue getting follow-up moisture once the ground thaws.
So this is an issue, from your perspective, apparently, that's going to last right through the growing season just because they're so very, very far behind on moisture content?
I am concerned about that. That is correct. I do see better rains in the summer, but the spring is going to be still a situation where we'll get a little storm every once in a while, and it should be sufficient to support crops from a topsoil perspective. But the subsoil is going to stay very limited on moisture. So whenever we go into those drier, warmer periods, the risk of crop stress is much higher than it would be in a normal year.
And we'd better finish up with South America, the Argentine crop in particular.
Still no sign of meaningful moisture. There's going to be some showers coming up this weekend, and that'll help to bring some temporary relief to a part of the country. But as far as the big soakings that are needed to really end this long-term drought, I don't see that happening for a while. And they're going into a southwest flow pattern there for a bit, and that's going to bring cooler air, but still dry.
Any assessment of the second crop corn planting conditions and timing in Brazil?
Yeah, I think most of the corn crop is getting into the ground. It's obviously later than it should be, and my concern is that the crop that gets planted in the next couple of weeks is really going to have some unusually late follow-up rainfall, because seasonal rains will usually start to diminish in late March, and especially in April. And those crops won't be ready to reproduce until we get into the latter part of April. So it's going to be really important that they get longer than or later than normal precipitation so that those crops have something to survive on when it's dry.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. This is the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Find us online at WILLAG.org. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.